secret of the sunshine. Good day every day. The mother peacock doesn't show. The father's feathers colorful. Sometimes credit to who isn't always credit.
There we go. Don't you love it? Roberta and Jennifer, when I drop one of those things on you just before we go on the air.
Oh, just love it. Thanks, boss.
Hey, you're welcome. Roberta Fasanelli is
great
here.
Great visual.
Our queen of cheap. We were talking about our feet. How are your feet today? Did you see the story about the woman who chopped off her toes to fit her feet into shoes?
No.
Still not worth it.
Google it.
No.
Yeah. No, seriously. This woman cut off her toes because she wanted to wear smaller shoes.
It's like Cinderella. She had to get in the glass.
No, it isn't like Cinderella. It's some whack job. Can you imagine who in the world would be crazy enough to chop? But I'm telling you, go Google it. Matter of fact, we'll get it and post it on Facebook or something. But
that's crazy. Your toes are what give you your balance. If you don't have toes, you can't balance.
No, you'll have to tell her that. The woman who chopped off her toes to get into her shoes. That's the lead story in this hour of the Doug Stephan Extravaganza, Roberta Fasanelli. Actually, she has deals from the Queen of Cheap she'll tell you about in about...
You don't have to chop your toes off.
No, what do you have to do?
Nothing. Just go shopping.
All right, where are we going?
Where are we going today? Oh, we've got free rings, well, cheap rings with free shipping. We've got e-books. We've got the entertainment book out, the 2013 one, which is a great gift. And we have what a deal at Macy's, either in-store or online. You are not going to believe this.
Not going to believe it. Hard to believe. Roberta
hard to believe.
Has these deals coming up in a few minutes. And then later in the hour, Jennifer, with the television, some more on Angus T. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Her name.
Mm.
Yeah. Angus T.
Angus T.
Do we know
he
that
lives in my, I hate to say this, but he lives in my neighborhood.
Does he?
Yeah. He's not Scottish?
Well, he only makes 350 an episode. He can't live in the high visibility area yet.
Well, he's a kid, so I don't know. Maybe his parents stockpile the money somewhere.
Is he still living at home?
I don't know. I just know that he went to a local school in my area called Village Christian.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, that's why he apparently is Christian, and this is the interview that has caused the trouble for him. Didn't he say in some interview for some Christian newspaper that the Two and a Half Men show was filth?
Well, TV was filth. Nobody
TV was, oh, I thought it was just Two and a Half Men.
Well,
it was
Two and a Half Men was filth, and TV is
TV
horrible.
In general.
TV is filth, yeah, you shouldn't watch it.
But that comes from his Christian upbringing, is that true?
I don't know. Somebody was saying that he's fallen in with some group of extremists, and so I wouldn't necessarily say, I mean, the school he went to is a pretty mainstream Christian school. It's not like, you know.
No, but what happens, these Christian, not just the Christian groups, I'll edit myself a little bit. I'll back up just a bit. There are some of the boilerplate fringe groups that are interested in a lot of members because of what they can bring, i.e. money. So they'll look at this kid who is easily influenced, 19 years of age, have been pretty cloistered most of his life, turns out to have been a halfway decent actor when he was a kid. He's been on the show since he was, 10 years old or something?
Younger, I think. I mean, because how long has the show been on the air now?
9, 10 years.
And he's probably only 16 or 17
now. No, he's 19.
Now. He's 19. Oh, he's 19. Now. Oh, so I guess he was 10. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so anyway, Jennifer brings you up today on television stories of interest and import in a few minutes. Meanwhile, our smart parent tip of the day, because Jennifer and I have been distracted for the past week or so, we have not done a good job at getting the winners' names on the air and acknowledging the winners. So we're going to do a couple a day for the next few days to sort of get caught up. And if you haven't heard about this, you go to facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can tweet us at Good Day Show. And we're asking you to send along a tip that helps to make your life better. We'll pass it along through Facebook, and Jennifer picks the winner every day, or a couple in the next few days, so we can get caught up. And they are just things that maybe help you medicinally. What do you do with your time? How do you cook things? Managing this, that, or the other. Whatever makes your life easier, pass it along. Obviously, a lot of women and men are going to learn from reading it. Maybe tips that will help others. That's what this is all about, to help people come up with ideas that are time-saving, money-saving, making your life easier and better. That's what we're about. Thanks to our friends at Exogen Accurate Temperature Read. They've provided us with these Visa gift cards, and because this is the 25th year of Good Day, the money is $25. You get it if you have the best smart tip of the day, and we'll give you the best one of the week. We will give $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams, lotions, facial things that are really terrific. So you have all of that just for sending us a tip to help people make their day better. Facebook.com/Good Day Show or at Good Day Show on Twitter. So, Jennifer, what have you picked for us today?
All right, today's big winner is Michelle Cannon Sullivan. She says, allow your child to be who they are and listen to their insights on life. They may teach you something, and in doing so, they'll be so much happier in life and around you. Allowing a child to be means giving up the need to constantly control them. Also, be sure to give praise for things that they are doing well in life and not just reprimand them for the things that they are not doing right. It will encourage a child to want to please you more, and again, in doing so, you'll have a happier child and a happier family.
Oh, cool. So that's Michelle Cannon Sullivan,
yes,
who joins Angela Ross, Doug Vance, Cheryl Grazik, Laura Diane, Jennifer Collins Thompson, Julie Paradiso, Deb Schroeder, Deborah Burkhalter, Char Mobley, and Beverly Pardee. Plus, I think you have some other names as well, do you not, Jen, of winners?
Yes.
Right, someplace.
You didn't get the list I just sent you?
No. Did you send me the list?
Yeah.
Really? Oh! There it is!
So pretty.
Colleen McMullen Silver.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of these people that have two names. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Angela Ross. Let's see here. Who else?
Doug Vance is on the list.
All right, we got him.
Yeah, so it's
all
good.
Right. Yeah. All right. So you can join the list of winners. Just send the tip along. Get a $25 Visa gift card. Use it as you will. Take somebody out to a movie or to dinner. Give yourself a manicure. Take your husband out if you want to. It's your choice. It's a special pass. It's sort of in honor of moms and in acknowledgement of the football season and not getting enough time with perhaps the people you want to spend time with. And celebrating our 25th year. It's kind of a cool thing. We wrap it all together. So make sure you enter as you follow what's going on our social media here on Good Day. The Doug Steffen website has a couple of chocolate stories, Roberta. Number one,
chocolate.
I think, I'm not sure you were around last week when we were talking about the non-melting chocolate from Cadbury's. Did you both hear that story last week? Or neither of you did?
I don't know.
Really? The folks at Cadbury's, now the largest maker of quality chocolate, supposedly is that's compared to the Three Musketeers and Snickers kind of chocolate that I like, or the stuff that you get Whitman's Sampler. Remember Whitman's Sampler?
Yeah, sure. With the little road maps, so you can figure out which one you like.
Is bigger than Nestle?
Cadbury, and when it comes to quality chocolate, Nestle's makes it.
Yeah, I would say
the consumer chocolate.
Okay.
Cadbury is well known for, and I think Cadbury just bought out one of our big chocolate outfits here in America, if I'm not mistaken. They may have even bought out Nestle's, Richie. You can check that out.
Check.
Rich has joined us. All right, so the story at DougSteffen.com, Roberta, has to do with this Maltese artist who has created a 112-foot-long train made out of 2,700 pounds of chocolate.
Ooh.
It's a sculpture which is on display at the Brussels South Station in the Netherlands. Weighs 2,755 pounds, and the fellow who designed it is Andrew Faruja. Spent 700 hours constructing this masterpiece. Imagine the detail of what's on the interior of this plane. Imagine, oh, this is a train, I mean. He said, I started working on it for a while. It became a labor of love. I realized how long this, once I, you know, actually started putting together, how long this was going to take. He said, I decided to do it. At first, it was going to be much smaller, but he kept adding wagons and things. And if you, do you see the pictures of it? It's really very cool. A chocolate train. And the story is at DougSteffen.com.
Is he going to eat it?
I don't know. What would you do with it? I mean, wouldn't you get 2,700 pounds? Give it away, I suppose. You could give it away, right? That's really a very cool thing. Nicely done. Speaking of things nicely done, Roberta will bring us up to date on the Queen of Cheap offerings that we have for you today at DougStephan.com in just a matter of moments.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-7670. That's 1-800-830-7670.
So let's stand up to the bar here and see what we can get that's amazing from Amazon today. Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap.
That sounds like the TV.
Oh, it is.
I know.
What are you doing with that? Come on.
I'm confused.
Kevin, put your head on right there.
There we go.
Queen of Cheap, the diva of Tumster Time.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Let's start off with rings. Rings, not like Lord of the Rings, like wedding rings or rings for your man. This would be man's rings. Forget about gold. Forget about silver. They're too darn expensive. And they're actually kind of soft and can get banged up pretty badly. If you want to get your man a ring, get one in stainless steel, tungsten, or titanium.
That's cool.
And you can only pay $5 for them with free shipping. That's even cooler. $5.
That is actually very cool.
And some of them are really gorgeous if you look at some of these rings. Now, some of them are a little bit more expensive, like $8.99, $10.99, you know, but we're not talking $200, $300 bucks here, folks. These make great rings. The men love them, right? Don't you love them, Richie? The titanium, tungsten,
I wear one ring.
For what?
But just the idea of a titanium ring.
Yeah, that's not
talking about marriage rings?
Well, marriage rings or friendship rings. It depends what finger you wear them on. $5 plus free shipping. We got a free ebook, 25 easy homemade Christmas gift ideas if you want to make your own Christmas gifts. And these are actually ideas that people would possibly like. Entertainment. You know those entertainment books with all the coupons in them and stuff? Now they're on sale for $25 plus free shipping. And Macy's, 25% off your entire purchase in-store or online. We have the coupon for you at DougStephan.com.
All right,
25% off everything.
Wow. Jennifer, post this on Facebook, please. Men, do you wear a ring? Please describe it.
Pinky.
Yeah, or you can call us at 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hemp HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Liz.
Todd.
For those on the East Coast, temperatures up in the 60s. That would be kind of nice for this time of year. Meanwhile, those of you who didn't get out last night, stayed home, watched the X Factor. We have some highlights musically from this show, because traditionally at this time each day we're interested in what's on TV, but also some of the music. I don't know if you like this or not. We'll figure it out with the three of our judges here, Richie, Roberta, and Jennifer. Diamond White is the performer's name, opening up the X Factor last night with I Wanna Dance with Somebody. It's a Whitney Houston song, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. I'm not impressed.
A very bad version of it.
Good. Interesting, because the judges like the performance. Are the judges on these shows getting soft? You think that's a good question?
Either that, or we're just, they're looking for a sound that doesn't
sound. No, you know what? No. Ask this question on Facebook, too, will you, Jennifer? Are these judges of the X Factor and The View and The Voice and all the others, American Idol?
Stick with it.
Are they just getting soft?
No, they're not getting soft. What are they going to do? Stand up there and say that everybody is terrible?
Exactly.
Yeah. Why would you? Because they are terrible.
They have to be enthusiastic.
Right.
Otherwise, you know.
Right. Right. But they have to go, wow, you were great, so that people will think they were great, so that people will.
Be a judge
watch.
On one of these shows. Get me lined up to be a judge on one
your
of these shows.
The show would be canceled.
I'd be on with Howard Stern. What do you mean the show would be canceled?
You need to have the Paula so that everybody goes, yeah, I thought she was good too.
All right, let's listen to the next one and see what we think. Vino Allen with You Lost That Love and Feeling from The X Factor. How old is this guy?
Is this a country guy?
No, I don't think so.
No. Country guy is the only guy I really like.
Is the country guy is Tate Stevens, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
This isn't bad.
No, I don't think it's too bad.
But look at us. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not great.
I mean, we're not all going, wow, this is great.
How the judges ripped his performance, though.
Really?
He's with that. He's L.A. was his coach.
Mentor's coach.
Yeah. The rest of them said he didn't like this. All right, next up, Paige Thomas singing Never Going to Give You Up. Another good song, if it's done right. I don't like it. The judges didn't like it much either. Anybody see this, Jennifer? You were sick. Did you watch this last night?
Oh, no, I was in bed.
No. Roberta, sometimes
you
check these out.
Actually, I was at the Mystery of Edwin Drood on Broadway last night.
Thank you very much. That was good. All right, Richie, you didn't watch this either.
Nope. Taekwondo.
Really? Taekwondo?
Ah.
So anyway, the judges didn't think much of the song choice, so let's keep moving to Fifth Harmony performing Stronger. does. Oh, sound the same to me.
My wife watches this show, and I'll catch a few minutes of it here and there.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I want to thank you for making me play these things, because it just makes me go, I'm not missing much.
Yeah. Okay, well, one way of looking at it, I'm helping you in some way.
By far, it's the best of these shows.
Yeah.
Because it just their system is really fun and really good. I love the judges.
Yeah.
But
they all like
really?
The talent.
I still like the voice so much better.
Yeah. But people want Simon.
I'm sorry.
You think this is the voice?
I thought this was the voice.
X-Factor.
Yeah, no, this is the X Factor.
They don't care about any of the judges.
I have no interest in this.
All right. Well, then let's move to the next one, Richie. Carly Rose Sonneclair. How are you going to make it with a handle like that? Rolling in the Deep. It's Adele song, yeah?
Cool.
Yeah, this isn't bad, actually.
Judges like it. Audience like it.
Let's see.
She's no Adele. Not bad.
Yeah, but she's pretty good, actually. I like her.
We have time for a quick snippet from Tate Stevens, Richie.
Sure.
Somebody Like You.
Where is he?
He's mixed in with some of the others. So a reflection of what was on X Factor last night here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
University of Phoenix is proud to present the Wounded Warrior Experience, the opening event of the American Veterans Center 15th Annual Conference. The Wounded Warrior Experience is a special tribute to injured service members around the world. University of Phoenix would like to thank all service members and veterans for defending our nation's freedom so honorably. It's why we're dedicated to making a difference in the future of our military's veteran community, and supporting them with
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true.
Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hang nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now. 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Another good day. This is the Doug Steffen good way to spend time to help you make this a good day, along with Roberta Fasanelli. I noticed another new station. Richie, did you see where that new station was? I'm trying to remember.
I saw an email,
and now I can't.
Let me go get it here.
Can't find it. At any rate, Roberta and Jennifer are here to help you along with Rich McFadden, who's at controls in our studio in Washington a week after Thanksgiving, the last Thursday of November. Saturday's the 1st of December. Are you still thinking about what you have to be thankful for? Not a good sentence because it ends with a preposition.
I do. WKBI in St. Mary's, Pennsylvania.
There you go. That was where Tony, my former wife's family, came from. I knew when I saw that. I was thinking, oh, that's interesting. St. Mary's, Pennsylvania. One of the rollingest, rockingest towns that I think you've ever been in. That area of Pennsylvania, hills like you wouldn't believe. There's a college.
Rolling Rock Beer?
That's
Old Latrobe.
I think that's Old Latrobe. But
from
in that area,
these glass line tanks, we tell you this premium beer.
Franklin and Marshall is a school. Somebody help me that knows this area of Pennsylvania. We have 4 or 5 stations in Pennsylvania, and I think most of them in this area. State College and all around Altoona to the west of Harrisburg, most of them are. The college I'm thinking of was built under the sort of side of a hill. And I think it's Franklin and Marshall, but I'm not sure. Somebody will call. Always get that. 800-510-8255.
I'm not sure that they've started yet.
DougSteffen.com. All right, anyway, let's think about Thanksgiving last week and what you're thankful for this week. The opportunity maybe to capitalize on the opportunities. For example, Roberta Fasanelli presents to you every day in her Queen of Cheap Report opportunities that you really, really can use to save, oftentimes, a lot of money.
25% off of your total Macy's purchase.
Yeah. How many of you actually take advantage of these things? Seriously. We go, and I'm not saying, oh, Doug Steffen, big guy. No, we're trying to help you out. How many of you actually take advantage of the research that Roberta, I'll tell you, Roberta takes advantage the stuff that she finds. I'll guarantee you that.
All the time.
How much of the rest of Richie, when you look at the things that Roberta puts up there on the Queen of Cheap site, do you actually go get these coupons and use these discounts?
There are certain ones that hit me right between the eyes.
Yeah.
When she talks about some of the discounts on kids' clothing, mm-hmm. absolutely I will.
Yeah.
And this 25% off of your total purchase at Macy's coupon, mm-hmm. you bet your
yeah.
baby.
Okay. So they're there. A lot of supermarket coupons there that you get either a combination of things that Roberta has in the Queen of Cheap Bucks, or you can go next door to Phil Empert's supermarket guru, who, by the way, Jennifer, today has a lot of information on buying organic wines in the supermarket. And I would be interested.
Those are tough to find.
Well, here's what I would like to know. And a lot of people who are into wines this time of year, a lot of these wines are sold. I'm bringing myself back to a week ago today when you and I and your father and his relatives and friends were sitting at the Thanksgiving Day table at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Pasadena. And he brings in, we get there at the same time, he's carrying this bag, Richie. It's like it's a...
Yeah, he brings his own wine.
He brings his own wine.
Yeah.
How do you go to a restaurant and bring in your own wine?
Yeah,
the only way you can do that is if the wine is not offered on the restaurant's wine list. Otherwise, it's tacky.
Special bottles.
But the restaurant will probably charge you a corkage fee.
Charge us that night?
Probably not.
I didn't even look at the bill. I just paid
it. No, they didn't. They didn't.
You should have been there, Richie.
You
Everybody
paid
was
the
a
bill?
Guest. I did.
You did.
You paid the bill?
I did.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Who are you? What'd you do with Doug?
Set me back about 3 months, too. You know what? I couldn't have done it any other way because I sort of invited myself. I wasn't really invited, but I said to Jennifer, you know what? I'll show up over there and wish you all a happy Thanksgiving and yada, yada, yada. Mm. So I did. And so I figured, okay, just dig out. Let's see if I can get enough squeezed out of this credit card to pay for dinner.
You're very sweet.
Anyway.
But you can bring your own wine if it's not on a restaurant wine list, because then otherwise you should buy it from the restaurant.
Right. I mean, anyway. So what do they charge you for? A cork fee? Is it 10?
It depends. I mean, like at Ruth's Chris, they're pretty good. They didn't charge us for anything, but usually it could be $10. It could be $15. Sometimes the real high-end snobby places will charge you like $25 a bottle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A bottle?
They want you to buy from them.
I just assume that they will not let you anything that's not on their
list. The way to get around a corkage fee is if you're really nice to the waiter and say, hey, you know, I saved you a little bit to try as well. A lot of times if you
get
share
the
wine,
looped while the waiter's
they'll
working.
Waive the charge.
Yeah, I like that idea.
There you go. Get them looped. That waitress is the only distraction.
Well, you're out of bringing a free piece of pie.
Too high. Yeah. Right, so we're sort of regurgitating, if you'll pardon the pun, the use of the word Thanksgiving a little bit. I just want you to think about the opportunities that have come to you since last Thanksgiving to learn and to grow and to be better. Or the opportunity to be loved maybe a little bit more or better by somebody that you really love. You've given perhaps a little more than you had maybe given the week before in some circumstance. Maybe you've received something and felt that you were successful. Since Mercury has gone out of retrograde on Monday, have you noticed how much different, honestly, really and truly, how much easier things are working? People think I'm nuts, but I'm not. When Mercury, unless you're an Aries, most of the time Mercury doesn't affect people that are Aries the same as it does everybody else. But the world gets so much easier.
So it went out on Monday?
People get crazy, crazy, crazy for the 2.5 to 3 weeks that Mercury goes into retrograde 3 times a year. And when
I just
it comes
had
out,
all my equipment at work break down on me.
Yeah, but did, yeah, how, is it fixed now?
It's better now.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, this is a way of taking accounting of things. At least that's the way I look at it. And I wonder, though, out loud, to a point, when I talk to people who are sensitive, whether we don't, when we hear this news, the fear factor, we all have so much fear built into us. Okay, Mercury's going to retrograde. Things are going to really be horrible. If we don't create that own reality, because thoughts are things. So, do we think Mercury's going to be bad, and then it is, because we think it is? Or does it get bad because it really is? I don't know whether that's gobbledygook to some of you, you don't even know what Mercury being in retrograde is, but there is so much to understanding energy and people's energy, what you give off, what you take in, what you're around, the way you use words. If you're around somebody that you love and you use the wrong verbiage, if you will, or choose the wrong words during a Mercury retrograde. It's horrible. And yet, you could say the same thing a week or two later when Mercury's up. No, nobody's going to pay any attention. It's really funny how all that stuff works. So anyway, as you begin your journey into Christmas, starting to think about the wonderful things. We're starting caroling, for example, this weekend at the farm. There will be caroling, and I got to get this video, Richie. I promise in the new year, and I said this last year and I didn't do it, to be better at getting and creating videos that we can use at DougStephan.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the nice ones, I'm going to drive the tractor on Saturday and Sunday night.
Well, that's fun.
I was talking to some people last night from town. We made a mistake and posted that I was going to do it last Saturday. We had about 45 people show up that wanted to go caroling. I had to do something else. I wasn't going to do it last Saturday. But we gave them all some ice cream and said, come back next week. And they were all so excited. It's really interesting how people get excited about doing things like this that are fun, don't cost really any money. And they set, in this case, what I believe to be the tone. I did this. I told the story last night to one of the selectmen from Framingham because he was wondering how I was going to do this. There's an old trailer that when I was a kid, we used to use to go on hayrides at Christmas. We'd go caroling, put the tractor on the trailer, put a couple of lights on the back of it. Everybody bring blankets. And the hay was loose in the wagon so you could get underneath it and get warm that way. And I have never forgotten that, and I still have that wagon. So I'm going to put those pieces together. And people are really excited to the point where I almost think I may have to have two wagons. Either that or we'll have a couple of different shifts. But the people in the neighborhood are excited about it, and it'll be a fun way. But wouldn't you know, one of the people said to me, do you have insurance? And I said, yes, I do have insurance. Why do you ask? Well, she said, you know how crazy people are, drivers driving around, and they could run into the back of it. Isn't it awful that the first thing that people think of is, oh, if we go out, are we going to get into a crash?
If you have any kind of a business where people step foot on your business, you have to have insurance.
Well, fortunately, I do. But in this case, I'm also going to have a pickup truck behind us.
Oh,
so
good.
If somebody comes along, they can run into the back of the pickup truck. Because we'll only be doing 10, 12, 14 miles an hour. And then I'll pull into people's driveways. And we'll sing in front of their houses. And then we'll
sounds
go
fine.
Down.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
People are in the back of the wagon. And they're singing the nice Christmas songs, caroling.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're sitting on this tractor that's spewing diesel into the...
How
are you going to do that?
I'm going to use one of the old gas engine tractors that don't have the sound, or do they have the exhaust that diesel tractors do. Because I, for that very reason, thank you for thinking of that. I have I'm going to have one of the old Farmall tractors. I have a Farmall 450 I'll probably use, or a Farmall M, for those of you who know the old Farmall tractors. People, they kind of love the old tractors, and there's a sound to the old tractors that they make. The way that these Farmalls sound is so unique, and it sounds so farmy. It sounds silly to say it, but it sounds
farmy.
Yeah, that's really farmy. It really sounds farmy. So anyway, I promised we'd spend a minute before we get to Jennifer's report on television with a review. Richie's very careful about reminding me not to go down the same street. And every once in a while, I think that there's something that has gone on or is going on that needs more than one visit. Certainly nobody better than me knows my own. Richie thinks it's ADD, whatever it is. I get bored telling the same stories, and often I don't stick with stories more than a couple, 3 or 4 minutes, because I think we get the best out of them, and okay, let's move on. Not so the case with the Senate proposal to, at least we're told, protect our email privacy. Do you know how bad this is? This is, and I like Senator Leahy from Vermont most of the time, this is really, really bad. If you go to CNET, which is the tech website, Richie, I think you probably go there. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, CNET's great.
Right, okay. Yeah. So Leahy is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he originally proposed legislation that really would protect your email privacy. However, somebody got to him, and that's the question, who did? So now the bill has been dramatically reshaped. I think one of the groups, the Law Enforcement Enhancement Association, in other words, police chiefs, and the FBI and this bunch got to him, and they changed the vote on the bill from last week to this week because they wanted to change how the bill was re, or they wanted to change how it was written. So the re, what, say it again, Doug, rewritten bill allows all of the alphabet agencies, including the SEC, the FCC, you name it, the FBI, any group, any agency in the government to access your email without your permission. FBI, Homeland Security, in some circumstances, they can have complete access to all your accounts without notifying you or even going to a judge for a search warrant. That's what the bill calls for. How do you like that, folks? How do you like the new age of government invasion into your privacy?
Can't they do this with the phones now, or just the, remember 3 or 4 years ago they had a big...
Is everybody a crook?
No, what they
Is everybody a criminal? Is everybody to be suspected of doing something wrong?
If you send an email right now and say something like, hey, Bill, I was outside the White House the other day and saw this very pretty
girl.
They
grab it because it has White House in it.
She was the bomb.
Yeah. Ah, there you go.
Boom.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You are flagged.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, as a matter of fact, what I just said over the radio...
Will get picked. It'll get flagged.
We'll get flagged.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
So, and they go and they go, okay, well, let's take a little deeper look. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, this is fine. No problems here. Okay,
right.
Move along.
But how many people are doing this, and why are they doing it? It's everybody is suspected of being bad. That's what this is. That's what they're telling you if they want to be able to get at your email, isn't it? We suspect you of doing something wrong.
Well.
Huh?
I just heard this in the elevator. They're testing our elevators here, and the fire marshal's in the elevator. Yeah. It's for your safety.
Oh, blunt.
He's actually in the elevator, or just his voice?
They were testing the elevators, so he was actually in the elevator.
60 seconds away from Jennifer updating television news here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing.
All right, so Jennifer, just so you understand the Angus T. Jones controversy,
yes,
or what it's all about, I'd rather have you tell us the story, because it seems... I mean, is it over now? He did it, and then he apologized.
Well, he was making... Yeah, he made a church testimonial, and he called the show Two and a Half Men filth, and he urged people not to watch the show.
Right. Not very bright.
Not very.
And then, it was called for the Forerunner Chronicles. I have no idea what that group is about, but that's who he's associated with. He says he doesn't want to be on the show. Well, then he realized, uh-oh, that was kind of dopey, so he came out and said... Talk about biting the hand that feeds you. Yeah, my goodness. Right. Yeah. He came out and issued this huge apology. I mean, it wasn't just a one-liner. I mean, it was a big 2-3-4 paragraph apology.
Written by Chuck Lorre.
Saying that the opportunity he'd been given and continues to be given helps his... blah, blah, blah.
All right, what else?
Finally, he apologized.
His manager or agent probably went, are you nuts?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so what else?
CW canceled Emily Owens. I think this might be the first effect of Obamacare. I think Obamacare got Emily Owens. I'm not sure. And big Hurricane Sandy benefit concert with Paul McCartney, Bruce Springsteen, John Bon Jovi, Kanye West. It'll be happening on HBO, AMC, Showtime, and Sundance from New York on December 12th.
Didn't they just do this?
Another one.
Oh, another one. Okay.
This is Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
Madison Square Garden. Why do they call it Madison? It's round. Why is it Madison Square Garden?
Because it used to be Madison Square, and then they put the garden.
But it's round now. So why don't they call it Madison Round Garden?
You're so dumb sometimes.
Thanks very much, Roberta.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless. And so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Liking the Tom Kreitler approach to taking care of your home. The show is called The Money Pit. It airs around the country every weekend. He and Leslie Segretti are putting their best face forward, even though they're on the radio. And you can kind of hear that smile in their voice. They're happy to help you out. You can contact them any number of ways, including if you are nosing around the contributors box at DougStephan.com. Click on Tom's picture, even though it's not as good to... I mean, can we put Leslie's picture up, Richie? Or at least
yeah,
the two
that would
of them
definitely
together?
Be oh, absolutely. Wise move.
Let's do that. All right, yeah. Then we click onto that and we'll go to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio website, which is responsible for all kinds of helpful information. As a matter of fact, Tom is going to help you with your holiday lighting. Do you need to fix the old cords? Do you need new ones? How do you hang them? All that stuff in just a moment if you'll hang around here on Good Day.
Go. And don't forget,
what?
You might be able to win a free washer and dryer.
Right, washer and dryer we're giving away. A free washer and a dryer. Tommy will have the details on that. The extra special part of this is that if you get the washer and dryer, Tom will jump out. He'll have it delivered, and he'll jump out of the washer.
He'll come wash your underwear for you.
Right.
And if you don't, you can just drop your laundry off at Doug's house.
There you go. Right. There's a lot of other laundry here from everybody else. Might as well drop yours off, too.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Doug's Good Day with Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program and website. The new holiday lighting. Now, let's clarify here a little bit because it's my tradition. I'm thinking about the lights. I used to put up every light at Christmas time on the house that I grew up on. Front shrubs, around the back, the side. And I had these big, we had smaller bulbs for in the house and bigger bulbs. It was the same kind of a wiring unit. It's just bigger
bulbs.
Yeah,
which bulbs. Is like thumb-sized bulbs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they were great. And you never had to worry about the whole string going down. Occasionally, you had to replace a bulb.
Yeah, you screw one, you screw another one in.
But they also, when it got cold, sometimes they'd blow up, stuff like that. But it was fun. All right, so
but it was good. But today, you know, most of the light strings that we use are these mini lights.
And the government has probably screwed it all up, right?
With I don't know if it's the government's fault, but I'll tell you what always bugs me is they always advertise in the packaging that the lights stay lit if one bulb goes out, right?
Yeah, right.
Technically true, except the bulbs never burn out on the mini lights. What happens is the light bulb, the mini bulb, gets loose in the socket.
Yeah.
When it gets loose in the socket, the light string is dead. The entire string is dead, or at least a part of it. If you have one of these three or four wire ones, like
I've got the exact same thing.
One
right
out of
now.
Four, right? Every fourth one is gone, right?
Yep. I got
so
that.
So here's what you need to do. You need to basically start at one end of the string and go bulb by bulb by bulb, and pressing carefully, of course, with the bulb off, each bulb back into the socket itself. And I've done this many times, Doug, and when you do this systematically and then plug it back in, it works 9 out of 10 times.
Really?
Now, if it doesn't work, the other thing to check is the fuse. And the fuses in these light strings are hard to find. They're usually in the plug. And there's a little sliding door in the plug. I mean, a really tiny one, and it's hard to move. But put your glasses on, slide that door open, take a look at the fuses. If they're burned out, go to the hardware store and get a couple of fuses. They're real tiny and they fit in there, and that will bring the string back on. Now, the way to keep them on is to make sure you pay attention to the number of strings you can put together, because if you put more generally than about three strings together, you're going to burn out those fuses, and then you got to kind of start all over again.
Really?
Yeah. Now, listen, if you want to do a little holiday shopping for yourself, head on over to the Money Pit's Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit and enter Santa's sweepstakes. We're giving away a Whirlpool Duet washer and dryer worth over $1,400.
Good job.
Can I
Facebook.com/good Money Pit. Have a good day. We should do the same thing, Richie.
That's right.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.